The Arkansas legislature is in session in Little Rock as of this week for the budget version of the annual General Assembly. Republicans in the House of Representatives have some questions about a budget bill that was advanced by the House Rules Committee yesterday. The budget bill, called a Revenue Stabilization Act, sets the state's spending priorities to its expected revenues. John Burris, the top Republican in the Arkansas House, says he wants more details before lawmakers move forward on all proposed budget bills. And he says he's not alone.
I would just say that I think there's a lot of unanswered questions about the budget. The resolution that was passed out of House today has exactly as many details as the resolution that I filed. And so if we're going to do anything, I think waiting would be smart until some of these questions get answered.
Burris has a competitive Revenue Stabilization Act, which he's filed. He says there will be more details in that bill by the end of this week.
Speaker of the House Robert Moore says a competing budget proposal from Republican lawmakers in the majority Democrat legislature may face more scrutiny from lawmakers who want details on the cuts Republicans want. The House Rules Committee advanced a resolution yesterday that would let the Joint Budget Committee introduce a Revenue Stabilization Act. That act would set spending priorities based on expected revenues. It's the state's main budget bill and requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to be introduced. Though he wants more detail, Moore says it will be the need for that two-thirds majority that determines whose budget bill makes it.
The end result is getting 51 votes on the floors to get the bill passed. And so if Representative Burris or another member has a competing idea that gets 51 votes as an amendment, well, it all happens there.
House Minority Leader John Burris says there will be more details on the Republicans' version of the Revenue Stabilization Act later this week.
And the General Assembly continues the first week of the session today. Both chambers of the legislature scheduled to convene early this afternoon.